Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Senate Committee on Healthcare and Human Services. It's April 18, 2013, and I would like to open a work session on Senate Bill 132. Sandy?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 132 modifies the requirements for documentation to be submitted to a school administrator for the purpose of opting out of immunizations. It declares an emergency effective on passage. What you have before you is the dash four amendments, which changes a statement, the language statement to a document. It specifies that the document must be signed by a parent declining immunizations for religious or philosophical belief and have a signature from a healthcare practitioner verifying that the parent has reviewed the risks and benefits of the immunization information, or the parent has completed a vaccine education module, which will be approved by the Oregon Health Authority. We have the fiscal and the revenue on the dash fours, Madam Chair, and that's, if you want any other information, just let me know.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move the dash four amendments to Senate Bill 132.
Senator Shields moves the dash four amendments into Senate Bill 132. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move Senate Bill 132 with the dash four amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 132 with the dash four amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, clerk will call the roll.
Senator Sanders.
Aye.
Senator Shields.
Excuse.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
No.
Chair Monson.
Aye. Motion carries. I will, and Senator Steiner Hayward, would you carry that bill, please?
Certainly, Madam Chair.
I will close the work session on Senate Bill 132 and open a work session on Senate Bill 373.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 373 had a public hearing on Tuesday the 16th. You'll recall this requires the coordinated care organization to provide oral health care through the contracts with the dental care organization, unless no dental care organization provides care in that geographic area served by the coordinated care organization. You have a dash five amendment in front of you that prohibits the CCO from developing their own DCO until the CCO has contracted with all the local DCOs, or there is a mutual agreement between the DCO and the CCO that they will sign a contract until July 1, 2017. Madam Chair, on the dash five, there's no revenue, but there is a fiscal impact. Even though we don't have an impact, we have an analysis that says it needs to go to Ways and Means.
Okay, committee, I would like to adopt the dash five amendments, and I would like to send it to Ways and Means. But I want to put on the record that this is not a consensus bill. I've had a lot of people come to me saying it's a bad bill. And so I've talked to the carrier of the bill, Senator Bates, and he has agreed that there will be a work group of all interested parties on this, and if there's no consensus, then the bill dies in Ways and Means. So it's pretty strong language, but we do need to come to consensus on this. Oh, and there's Senator Bates also, and he's nodding his head. So with that, I would like to entertain a motion for the dash fives.
Madam Chair, I move the dash five amendment to Senate Bill 373.
Senator Cruz moves the dash five amendments into Senate Bill 373. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 373 with the dash five amendments to the Senate floor with out recommendation and request a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 373 as amended with the dash fives to the floor with due pass
recommendation.
He said without recommendation.
Without recommendation, I'm sorry, without recommendation and request a referral be made to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Yes.
This whole pathway has confused me, Madam Chair, and what I find incredibly confusing is the fact that there may be fiscal impact on this, and my conversation with Dr. Goldberg, he told me there would not be, so I find that incredibly troubling, just for the record.
All right. Any other discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward?
Aye.
Senator Knope?
Aye.
Senator
Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Cruz?
Aye. Aye. Motion carries, and it is on its way.
Of course. Well, I think he wants to talk about this one.
Okay.
Are you in a hurry?
I would. Okay, you've been here way too long.
could you sit in the back?
Okay, I will open, I know what you're interested in. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 604. Sandy.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 604 had a public hearing March 26th. At that time, it directed the Oregon Medical Board to establish a database to provide credentialing organizations necessary information to credential persons regulated by the medical board. Madam Chair, you have a... an amendment that replaces the original bill, that is the Dash 4 amendment, that is a product of a work group that has met for the last month, and I think that's what Senator Bates is here to speak to. And on the Dash 4, you do have a complete fiscal impact on the Dash 4 and no revenue impact on the Dash 4. It will need to be referred to Ways and Means.
Okay, yeah, I don't think Senator Bates needs to come up and testify on that amendment. I know that there have been some disgruntled folks from the insurance industry, but on the whole, I'm ready to move it down to Ways and Means.
Okay. I'm getting there. Give me a break. Madam Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendment, Senate Bill 604.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves the Dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 604. Any discussion? Any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 604 as amended by the Dash 4 amendments to the Senate floor with due pass recommendation and request subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 604 as amended with the Dash 4 to the floor with due pass recommendation and request a referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward?
Aye.
Senator
Knope? Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Aye.
Chairman.
Aye. Motion carries, and I would like to close work session on Senate Bill 604 and open a work session on Senate Bill 365.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 365, we had a hearing, several hearings on the bill. Tuesday, we had discussion about an amendment that was before the committee, that they were still working on a consensus amendment, which you have before you now. It is 365-5 amendments. Madam Chair, it is basically replacing the original bill as well. This one has to go to Ways and Means. It's going to have a fiscal impact, but we don't have the detailed impact, and there's a no revenue impact on the Dash 5, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 5 amendment to Senate Bill 365.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 5 amendments into Senate Bill 365. I would like to say I want to thank the proponents and opponents for finally coming to consensus, and I especially want to thank Senator Bates for the long, tedious hours that he has spent in bringing this bill to fruition. With that, is there any other discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 365 as amended by the Dash 5 amendments to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz moves a Senate bill.
Is that my prior reference?
No.
Okay. Well, we just did it. Okay, fine.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 365 as amended with the Dash 5 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation and request a substance. subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward.
Aye.
Senator Knope.
Aye.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chairman Anderson.
Aye. Motion carries, and it is on its way, and I close the work session on Senate Bill 365. And colleagues, I forgot to tell you which bills are dying today. Senate Bill 164, Senate Bill 608, Senate Bill 363, Senate Bill 402. With that, I would like to open a work session on Senate Bill 379. Sandy?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 379 had a public hearing on April 2nd. It limits patient data to be reported to the Oregon Health Authority by providers of mental health and addiction services. It requires the authority to appoint a rules advisory committee that includes specified members in the bill. It has an emergency clause effective on passage.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 379 be referred to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves that Senate Bill 379 be referred to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is just something we need to keep alive for a little bit longer.
All right. Any other? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward.
Aye.
Senator
Knope.
Aye.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and I will close the work session on Senate Bill 379 and open a work session on Senate Bill 122.
Senator Shields.
Senator Shields.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This could be one of those bills that could be on your list of bills to die today. We got together in a work group, and I appreciate Senator Cruz being a part of that and some other proponents and opponents. What we've decided to do is the governor's office will be working with people like SEIU and some others to bring together a broader discussion about the private insurance market generally moving forward towards 2014 that will include discussion about rate review. We would also like to include this discussion, and it will also include broader health insurance issues also. So the governor's office has assured us that they will take this on and see if we can find a consensus and come back with something in February of the following session.
That's great. Senator Cruz?
Madam Chair, I want to thank Senator Shields for his work on this. And actually, what we discovered, there's a broader conversation here and into best practices and issues like that that we really need to fully flesh this out. And clearly, there's not enough time for that broader discussion in the format we're in. So clearly, it's an appropriate work for the interim.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. With that, I will close the work session on Senate Bill 122 and open a work session on Senate Bill 325. Sandy.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 325 had a public hearing on March 11th, and we had it scheduled on the 15th. This extends the Rural Health Practitioner Tax Credit to January 1, 2020. It allows eligible taxpayers on or after January 1, 2019. And after January 1, 2019, and before January 1, 2020, to claim credit for the tax years beginning on or after 2029. Madam Chair, what you have before you and what I believe the committee has and we're going to be looking at are the Dash 7 amendments, which the Dash 7 amendments established the cap on income, and then there is also, I believe, a Dash 9 that came in very late. Madam Chair, members of the committee, we do not have any paperwork on the Dash 9, but we do have paperwork on the Dash 7s.
Oh,
pardon me?
Do we have the remit?
And we have a minimal fiscal on the Dash 9.
So we wouldn't have to spend the rule?
Well, we probably would on the revenue because we still don't have a revenue impact. But this bill has to go to the Tax Credit Committee.
Yes.
In whatever form the committee chooses to send it.
Okay.
Well, So we've got fiscal, but no, we got the revenue, but no fiscal.
And you have, no, we have a fiscal, but no revenue on the nines. You have a couple of options.
Elizabeth?
Yeah. It's okay, it's the end of a long day and a long week. Madam Chair, I respect the amount of work that's been going into the amendments on this. I remain somewhat concerned about using an income threshold for cap, in part because some of the physicians, on the survey that was done of people receiving the tax credit, some of the physicians with the highest incomes that might meet these thresholds are physicians who are the only practitioner, I mean, physicians in Bonanza and small rural communities. And while one would think that an adjusted gross income of $250,000 would not require a $5,000 tax credit, the idea that we would specifically make that the criterion, I have to say I like the dash fives better, because they do address the issue of, are these people truly rural and are they really providing service to the right people, and are they actually seeing patients at least half time? I think there's also a lot that remains to be determined about the actual impact of the income caps that hasn't really been fully fleshed out. And my preference, if I might express it, is that the dash fives be the ones that we adopt, and if the Committee on Tax Credits determines that there need to be other things, it will give us a little bit of time to sort out the actual impact of an income cap. So my preference, Madam Chair, would be to adopt the dash fives rather than the dash sevens.
Thank you. And thank you for that, Senator Steiner Hayward. I talked with the revenue chair, and she said if the committee so desires, send the cap down for more thorough discussion. This was a new concept for her. She liked that idea. It may not last in the bill, but they would like, if the committee so desires, to have the tax, the dash sevens sent down. So that's that.
Are you looking for a motion?
Any other?
Well, I guess. I guess for the purpose of discussion, I think by putting a cap on the table, it would force the discussion in the tax credit committee. I'm not sure that it holds.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, it's obviously not going to keep me, if I would say so, from voting to move this, but I'm going to continue to express the concerns that I'm not sure it's the best way to accomplish what we want to accomplish in terms of limiting the eligibility.
Madam Chair, I would agree with Senator Steiner Hayward, and I'm not sure that this is the right metric to be using if we are going to do that.
Right.
But I guess by putting this there, it gets a discussion going in an area that we really haven't looked at before.
That's right.
And so because of that, and with an air of caution, and it's all on the record, our comments are on the record and our concerns are on the record. With that, I will move the dash 7 amendment to House Bill 325.
Senator Cruz moves the dash 7 amendments into Senate Bill 325. Is there any discussion, further discussion? Okay, clerk will call the roll.
No, that was just the amendment.
Yep. I know, but if people want to vote no, I feel
the
they should have the...
Okay.
I don't know how to vote on that one. I'm going to vote no on the amendment.
Actually, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote no on the amendment.
Because it sends a message.
Yeah.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chairman Lizzie?
Aye. Motion adopted.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about the dash nines. Dash nines came in very late, but it did come from Senator Whitsitt and Senator Roblin. There are, can you describe the dash nines?
Well, I'm a little perplexed myself, Madam Chair. It looks like it's adding language for, it adds a type C hospital, rural hospital, that's either designated as such by the Office of Rural Health or is a federally designated rural referral hospital. And that... Good, thank you.
Saved by the Office of Rural Health.
It's always good to get the smart people.
That's right, certified smart.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Robert Dimmick with the Office of Rural Health, and I'm sorry there were no smart people available, so they sent me. But the amendments would actually add the staffs of two hospitals onto the tax credit program, Bay Area in Coos Bay and Merle West in Klamath Falls. Providers that are on staff of those facilities don't currently qualify for the tax credit. So it would actually expand it and increase the number of people that would receive it.
And I talked with we didn't want to expand, but I talked with, again, the chair of revenue, and she indicated that send it down anyway for they're the ones that have to figure out the dollar amount. I always like to... I always like to send down information to the tax credit, what's it called, tax credit committee for the discussion.
Well, Madam Chair, currently those two hospitals are in the same category with St. Charles and Good Samaritan, I believe.
They are. It's kind of strange. That is a federal designation, right. So it's not one that we, and they can apply at the start of every year. So St. Charles, I believe, has had that designation for a long number of years, and the feds have never altered that. I don't know exactly why.
I find it interesting that there's slightly difference in size, I think.
You think?
Yeah, just a bit.
Madam Chair, if I may, then I'm confused a little bit. Mr. Dumick, you said that this would only apply to the hospitals in Coos Bay and Klamath Falls, but not to St. Charles, even though St. Charles actually meets the definition?
That's correct.
It's on lines 19 through 21 of the dash nines?
That's correct, because as I read the amendments, there's in a county of 75,000 or under, and so Deschutes County is larger than that.
I think that C comes under... No, the C is part of the sub Bs in this.
Well,
I don't think
be
so.
That as it may, we can certainly not adopt this amendment, but still send the amendment to the tax committee.
Yeah.
If that would be.
I would like to do that. I would like this to be part of the discussion.
So not adopt the amendment, but send it with the little narrative that we have to send to
the record. We'll put it on the record that we would like for the tax committee to consider in their deliberation the dash 9 amendment to Senate Bill 325. That's now
because you haven't really had time to analyze and look at it from what I heard from somebody in your office.
Right, Madam Chair, what we've been able to do is sort of guesstimate what it might be. It would be from our office a slight revenue increase, but we don't know the number of staff on either of those facilities, so we couldn't tell you how many would actually be brought into the program.
So we have that on the record.
I'm just going to go on the record to say that I don't think this is a great idea. Sure. I really don't. We're looking to limit, not expand. I haven't heard boatloads from either of those communities that they're having trouble. And with respect, I think the way I read it, that big C, the 75,000, only applies to sub B, describing what type B hospitals are included, and the type Cs are completely undefined as long as they're federal. So I think it would include St. Charles, and that was never our intention. So it's fine if we send it. I'm not objecting to that, but I'm just going to go on the record to say that as I'm reading it right now.
Well, I haven't, I don't have a motion for that, but we certainly can send that.
No, Madam Chair, there's no motion on that amendment. There was a recommendation from the committee on the record that the tax committee consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good enough at this point.
Okay. All right.
With that, Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 325 with the dash 7 amendment to the Committee on Tax Credits.
Senator Cruz.
With a do pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 325 with the dash 7 amendments to the Committee on Tax Credits. Is there any further discussion?
With the due pass recommendation.
Oh, with a due pass recommendation. Yep. Is there other discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hayward.
Aye.
Senator Knope.
Aye.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Cruz. Aye.
Chair Monson.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're not done on the Tuesday, Madam Chair.
Oh, I will open a work session on Senate Bill 572.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 572 had a public hearing in March, which required the hospitals to implement and establish requirements for safe patient handling. Policy requires workers' compensation rates take into consideration anticipated reductions in loss costs resulting from a safe patient handling policy implementation. You have a dash four amendment before you, Madam Chair. A work group got together. This is what I believe everybody is okay with. It replaces the measure and it provides some definition, but it specifies that the Hospital Safety Committee to annually obtain specific data relating to the claims for disabling commensable injuries, and this has an effective date of February 1, 2015. There's no revenue impact on the dash four, and there's a minimal fiscal impact on the dash four amendment, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I move the dash four amendment to Senate Bill 572.
Senator Cruz moves the dash four amendments into Senate Bill 572, and for the record, this really isn't a consensus amendment. Just to put that, the reason we need to go this way is there's a constitutional problem with any other amendment. Any other discussion?
I don't understand what you just said, but that's okay.
You got to have so many votes to pass something.
Well, yeah, I know that part. Okay, if that's what you're saying, then that you could.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection? Amendment adopted.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 572 as amended by the dash four amendments to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 572 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? As amended, I said. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Harris.
Aye.
Senator
Knope. Aye.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and I'll carry it on the floor. That I will close the work session on Senate Bill 572 and open a work session on Senate Bill 843. And colleagues, I open a public hearing on, did I say that? Senate Bill 843. And Senator Winters brought this very late in the game, and but it is an excellent idea. I told her that this is definitely a ways and means issue.
Yep.
And so Senator Winters could not be here to give her personal testimony, and I said that's fine because we really didn't have time for it. And so she is respectfully requesting that Senate Bill 843 be passed out of the committee and sent to the Joint Ways and Means Committee for further action.
Do we have paperwork?
We do.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move Senate
we're
Bill.
We're in public hearing.
We're in public hearing.
We're going to hold it public
well, then,
hearing.
Well, then forget it. I'm not going to make a motion.
Okay. We had one person, Daryl.
Okay, Daryl, do you want to just be really brief?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Daryl Fuller on behalf of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association saw that nobody else had signed up for the bill. We think it's a good idea. When the governor makes his appointments, we're hoping he'll have at least one sheriff because we have some experience with jails as well.
Okay.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Sheriffs?
Okay.
In jails. What a concept.
Seeing no further discussion, I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 843 and open a work session on Senate Bill 843.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 843 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation and request a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz.
Hmm? Oh, by prior reference?
Yes.
Okay.
Move Senate Bill 843 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion?
Good bill.
The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Harris.
Aye.
Senator Knope.
Aye.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, and I will close the work session on Senate Bill 843. And colleagues, I apologize that I have to leave right now, but I do want to.
Entities.
I will open a public hearing on 2969, which is the last bill for the day. And if Senator Cruz, if you would take over, that would be great.
Can I pass some of these other ones that you skipped over?
No.
Okay. Sandy, would you tell us what we got, what we have here?
Mr. Vice Chair, members of the committee.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
House Bill 2969 comes to us from the House chamber with 57 ayes, no noes, two excused, Representative Hannah and Representative Smith. It requires health insurer that provides coverage of ambulance care and transportation pay the ambulance care and transportation provider directly. There's minimal fiscal and a no revenue on the bill, but this is just a public hearing.
Just a public hearing. Okay, we have Sean Baird and Ken Parsons. And we also have Representative Comp, but I do not see her in the room. She's coming down, okay.
She's on her way down, yeah.
Great.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the committee. My name is Sean Baird. I'm the co-owner of Woodburn Ambulance and a paramedic. This bill is something that we had requested because not just in my area but around the state we continue to occasionally have problems when insurance companies will provide an emergency service medical care and transport, an insurance company will send the check directly to the patient and then put us in a spot of having to collect the funds from the patient. And sometimes these patients they've been in a pretty terrible situation. They can be confused by the number of bills that they have, what's been paid, what hasn't, and it often is very difficult to ultimately collect and puts both us and the patient in a difficult position, and this bill would solve that problem by having the reimbursement sent directly to us. That's about the explanation, Ken.
Yes. Vice Chair Cruz, yes. Members, thank you for the opportunity to testify on House Bill 2969. My name is Ken Parsons. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Mercy Flights Incorporated in Medford, Oregon, where an air and ground ambulance service started in 1949. We are a nonprofit. As we all recognize, healthcare costs are very expensive. A good portion of that is because of cost shifting from payers or from people who cannot pay their bills to the others who can. This bill will ensure any payments will continue to the service provider and not get moved astray. Like Sean said, there are members of our association who recognize this as a common but not real frequent occurrence, but it does affect considerably the money that comes in. Just last summer, Mercy Flights transported a patient and that by air, which is a substantially higher bill, as I'm sure you're aware, the patient or the family received a payment for over $13,000 for that transport. It turned out that when we contacted the family, they stated they used the funds for other bills that they had, and suggested that we actually bill Medicaid for that. Which would have been fraudulent. Needless to say, we've sent that bill to collections, have not received a dime of it, but the $13,000 designed for health care costs left the system. I request that you support House Bill 2969 and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Comp, it's always good to see you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Cruz and committee members. I'm sorry I'll admit it, I was goofing off a little bit and was late getting here. Please accept my apologies and Yes, now the whole world knows it. For the record, my name is Betty Comp, and I represent House District 22 at North Salem, Jervis, and Woodburn. You've already heard the testimony from these good colleagues of mine, and I am asking your support for House Bill 2969. And I'm just going to read this very briefly because in my district, we rely on our ambulance service all the time. When I called 911 a few years ago, I knew that Woodburn Ambulance was going to be there and they were going to take good care of me. I do know several of the people that work there from being a school administrator quite a bit because we had to call 911 once in a while when we were at a wrestling match and somebody would have a broken leg of all things, and they were always right there to help us out. When I used their service a couple of years ago, I was surprised that when I received my check from my health insurance provider that it was sent to me and not to the ambulance service itself. I signed it and sent it on to Woodburn Ambulance, and I was just really surprised when I learned that some people sign it and bank it instead of sending it to who they owe it to. Sean is a strong community member, and we do rely, a number of communities rely on Woodburn Ambulance. That's Mount Angel, North Marion, Aurora. The whole community relies on his services, and I'd like to keep him in business and make sure that he is paid what the insurance provider is providing, and we need to do that through legislation, regretfully, and I ask for your support.
Any questions? Representative Comp, next time could you write a shorter bill? This one is so long.
Well, you know, those 60 pagers are a challenge for all of us.
They are. Okay. I want to thank you all for the testimony. This bill is going to pass out of this committee. There's no question. It's just scheduled for public hearing today.
Right.
So, because you were in the building and we thought this would be a good time to do it. So thank you very much for the bill, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your time today. I know everybody's schedules were very busy.
Yes. Okay. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on 2969. And I would like the committee to stand at ease for a moment. In the committee, and the chair will make them. I want to open a reopen the work session on Senate Bill 132, and the chair will make a motion to suspend the rules to allow Senator Canope to vote on Senate Bill 132, as he was not here at the time the vote was taken. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Canope, how do you vote?
No.
Senator Canope votes no. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 132, and having no further business.
Do we need to serve notice? Or?
Just at any time. Having no further business, we are adjourned.
Okay.